Not going to be a long video. Hope everybody's doing well. Plan on doing these more often. I wanted to talk about the pros and cons of Cash App and Venmo versus other payment service processors, provider features that really help us to run a legitimate, I shouldn't say legitimate, to run a more smooth business. I'll be quick, less than 3 minutes with this ideally, so you guys can get used to these quick lives. But first thing is no tax calculation, right? If you're doing in-person Venmo, sending somebody your QR code, or if you have something where they pay in person there, like it's a storefront, then taxes, the calculations have to, don't get taken out. Now, you do have to take them out yourself whenever you are filing for your taxes. So it's a pro and a con. The taxes don't get taken out, but that's also the con. The taxes don't get taken out. Second thing, the con is the lack of robust features like having a recurring payment, like having refunds, having discounts. You really can't do that stuff on Venmo. It's a little bit harder to get that set up. So just so you know, like I like Venmo, I like Cash App, I like them for having the one-offs, the people who drop in and having those things set up. But I've always been curious to know how basketball trainers make it work for themselves by making that their main source of receiving payments. Another pro for Cash App and Venmo is the fact that it's secure. Like nobody else is going to really have access to that unless they just have your phone. But that's also a con too. Like nobody else has access. If you need to issue a refund, if you need to pay somebody back, you can't give somebody or delegate access for an administrator or a support person or for any kind of rights to make sure that they can manage some of your finances. Coach Springer, what's going on? So those are some quick thoughts. The pros of Venmo, Cash App, no tax calculation if it's in person. Same fee as PayPal, same fee as Cash App, I believe. Same fee as Stripe. But in person, there's no tax calculation, which is also a con. That is a issue that there is no tax calculation. You have to go and do it yourself. Second thing would be the fact that you can have drop-ins. It's a pro. You can have drop-ins. It's easier to send somebody your QR code or do it in a message or do it right there in person. You can service drop-ins. The con about that is I usually don't associate Venmo or Cash App with people paying for something up front whenever they do come for the service. Last but not least, it's secure, but also too secure. Like you can't give anybody else access to what you may need to do if you don't want to handle refunds, any kind of disputes or things of that nature. And last but not least, yeah, I said that already, but last but not least for sure this time is the lack of recurring payments, the lack of discounts and other invoicing and stuff like that that these other payment service providers can do. So something to keep in mind if you're using Cash App and Venmo as your main source, kind of tough to build an actual business. You have recurring payments as an option with other payment service providers. You have that with the playbook too. So if you are interested in that for your basketball training business, get in touch with us. We will be glad to help out.
Yo, hope that podcast gave you some value. If it did, please rate, review, and subscribe to this. It only makes the podcast better. I read every single one. And at the very least, go join our group. You'll see the link in the description of this episode, and I will catch you on the next one.